The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Don't take the bait. I will say this over and over and over again. Don't take the bait. There are powerful forces trying to divide us, to drive a wedge between us. May I say this to my black listeners, and I have a large number of black listeners, and I am absolutely ecstatic over the number of black listeners that I have. I want you to know I love you. If you know Christ as Savior, you're my brother and my sister. Do not allow anyone to drive a wedge between us simply because I'm white and you are black. May I say this to my white listeners? I love you. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. Do not allow anyone to drive a wedge between you and your black brothers and sisters. If you are Asian, don't take the bait. Don't allow anyone to drive a wedge between you and your black brothers and sisters, your white brothers and sisters. Don't take the bait. And it's everywhere. I am absolutely blown away by what I see on Facebook. I see some of my black brothers and sisters on Facebook who are followers of Christ, and yet they post things on Facebook that are just filled with resentment and bitterness and anger towards white people. And I'm looking at them and saying, what is wrong? You say you're a follower of Christ, and yet you post this bitterness, this anger, this resentment towards white people? You didn't get that from Jesus, folks. You didn't get it from the Bible, folks. And if I try to say anything, the response is, you don't understand, you're white. You don't understand what we've been through. You don't understand what it's like to be a minority. You don't understand what it's like to be black. And no, I don't. I do understand what it's like to be a minority. My senior year in high school in Compton, California, I, the white kid, was in the minority. Yeah, I know a little bit, not a whole lot, but a little bit about being in the minority. And I know a little bit about being fearful because of the color of your skin. My senior year in high school, white kids couldn't go to the football games. No way. No. If you were a white kid, you could not ever show up at one of our high school football games and not leave alive. And I'm not exaggerating. Couldn't be done. I know a little bit, not a whole lot. But don't allow people to divide us. And that's why I have spoken out so forcefully about critical race theory, CRT. CRT is not Christian. In fact, it is anti-Christian. It does not come from biblical principles. It comes from Marxist ideology. And that is a fact. Please check it out for yourself. Don't believe me. Please don't believe me. It comes from Marxist ideology. It is not Christian. It is not biblical. It is anti-biblical. It is anti-Christian. and it will not unite us. It will sow division. It already is. CRT, critical race theory, is already driving a huge wedge between people in the Southern Baptist Convention. Huge wedge. And I fear, I pray it doesn't happen, but I fear there's going to be an explosion at the Southern Baptist Convention annual meeting next month, June. I fear it. I hope it doesn't happen. Do your research. I just saw a post from one of my Facebook friends and basically saying, if you don't adopt critical race theory, you've been just deceived. You poor thing, you. You just don't understand. You're not as advanced as we are. Because you see, we've been enlightened. We understand critical race theory. And if you don't approve, if you don't agree, well, you poor thing, you just have not received the stage of enlightenment that we have. And when I saw this person post this, I thought, man, talk about drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, talk about drinking the Kool-Aid. Critical race theory is being pushed in a large number of our public schools, and several states are wrestling with it on the executive level. There are several conservative Republican governors who are suggesting legislation or even executive order that would prohibit critical race theory from being taught in their schools. Good for them. Now, they'll be called a racist. They will be called unenlightened, uneducated. They'll be called all kinds of names, but good for them. Now, I'm coming up on a break here in about 1 minute. When we come back, I have an audio clip from one of the big gurus of critical race theory and anti-racism. You're going to hear this a lot. CRT, critical race theory, and anti-racism. It used to be we're for equality. No more. That's not enough. To say that you are for absolute equality and you condemn racism and bigotry is not enough. You have to be anti-racist. It's a buzzword on the far left, and it's dangerous. The guy's name is Ibram X. Kendi, and he's traveling the country singing the praises of critical race theory. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I've got about a 3-minute clip that will expose the very backbone, if you will, of critical race theory. And then I'll let you decide for yourself whether it's Christian or anti-Christian. Yeah, I'll trust you to make up your own mind.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I want you to listen to a clip that I'm going to play for you here very quick because it's 3 minutes long. And I want to say this strongly. If you hear anything even close to what you are about to hear in your church, run for the exit and never go back. Don't walk, run for the exit of your church. But what this man is espousing and preaching is being preached all across America, and it is seeping into evangelical churches under critical race theory. The gentleman speaking is Ibram X. Kendi, and he's part of a panel discussion, and he is asked about critical race theory and his thoughts on it from a biblical perspective. This is Ibram X. Kendi. Listen carefully.
I'm curious if you see any role that churches or communities of faith can play in this anti-racist movement.
Sure. So I'm a preacher's kid, and my parents pretty much met in what was known as the Black Power Movement, but more specifically for them, the movement for Black theology. And so they were both Christians who imagined that the church was supposed to be an engine of liberation, that Christianity was supposed to be a source of liberation for Black people and humanity. They looked at Jesus as Black with a fro, like they had their froes. And what I sort of ultimately realized in analyzing the form of Christianity that they were raised in, particularly during the Black theology movement, and sort of contrasting that with the form of Christianity that 80% of white evangelicals have when they voted for Donald Trump, I think one of the ways we can distinguish it is one being liberation theology. In other words, Jesus was a revolutionary. And the job of the Christian is to revolutionize society. That the job of the Christian is to liberate society from the powers on earth that are oppressing humanity. Everybody understand that? So that's liberation theology in a nutshell. Savior theology is a different type of theology. The job of the Christian is to go out and save these individuals who are behaviorally deficient. In other words, we're to bring them into the church, these individuals who are doing all of these evil, sinful things, and heal them and save them. And then once we've saved them, we've done our jobs. And to me, anti-racists fundamentally reject savior theology. That goes right in line with racist ideas and racist theology, in which they say, you know what, Black people, other racial groups, the reason why they're struggling on earth is because of what they're behaviorally doing wrong. And it is my job as the pastor to sort of save these wayward Black people or wayward poor people or wayward queer people. That type of theology breeds bigotry. And so to me, the type of theology of liberation theology breeds a common humanity against the structures of power that oppress us all.
I wanted you to hear the applause. What he said is absolute heresy. There is nothing biblical about what he said. In fact, it is anti-biblical. Let me deal with just a couple of things that he said. First, he mentioned Black theology several times. There is no such thing as Black theology. There is biblical theology, period. There is not white theology or Black theology. The Bible was not written for white people or Black people. There are not portions of the Bible that are for Black people and portions that are for white people. There is no such thing as Black people interpreting the Bible one way and white people interpreting the Bible another way. You interpret it according to the context as God intended it. There is no such thing as Black theology. But this was part and continues to be part of the Black liberation movement that Jeremiah Wright, Barack Obama's pastor, was so instrumental in forming here in America, Black liberation theology. And this gentleman articulated it probably better than anyone I've ever heard. He said there's two gospels. There is the Savior gospel, and then there is the Black liberation gospel. The Black liberation gospel says that the purpose of the church and the purpose of Christians is to set people free from oppression. There's not a word about how. Jesus, salvation? No. The whole purpose is to set people free from oppression. That is the purpose of the church. Find out who is oppressed, why they're oppressed. And that, of course, is what critical race theory is all about. All Black people are oppressed. You could be a gazillionaire Black athletic star, but if you have Black skin, you are part of the oppressed class. And you need to be liberated. You need to be set free because you are the oppressed. If you're a white person, you are part of the oppressors. Now, you may be living in a broken down shack in Appalachia and have no idea where your next meal is going to come from. But if you're white, you're part of the oppressor just because of the color of your skin. And then he took on Savior theology. Savior theology. And he said, well, the ultimate purpose of the church is to bring people in and to save them. And he makes fun of that. He makes light of that. And then he further makes light of the concept of sin. The Savior theology that he mocks and degrades says that people have a sin problem. And that sin problem must be taken care of. And the purpose of the church is to point out your problems are not because of the color of your skin. Your problems are because of your sin. Well, that's biblical. And yet this proponent of anti-racism and critical race theory says that's bad. That's wrong. And here's the point that he's making. People are not living in poverty because of sin. People are not oppressed because of a sinful world and people with a sinful nature. It is because of society. So the problem is never the individual. The problem is always the society. You don't deal with individual people's sin. You deal with the oppressive nature of the society. This is dangerous stuff, folks, and it's heresy, and it's finding its way into evangelical churches. All right, we'll be back.